Welcome to all of you, and I wish you grace, mercy and peace in our Lord Jesus Christ. How was your week? I thank God for mine, which was good, and many of you have been inquiring, how are you, how are you? I say about the same, but God is good. God never changes, and so should we learn also. So I welcome you to this morning service, a very warm welcome. Please turn with me to the Holy Scripture, Philippians chapter 2. Continuing in our study of this wonderful book called The Epistle to the Philippians. Always remember, Philippi was the first church that Paul founded in Europe, continental Europe. Just as we always remember, our equivalent is in Perth. For the gospel to go into a more advanced country is always a great blessing and a great advance for the gospel. And you and I have a part and a share in this. So here, joining with the Apostle Paul, he's always concerned about the Christian church in Philippi. How is the church doing? So should we always bear in mind and remember those of our numbers who go overseas, how are they doing? How are our children doing? Are you concerned? Philippians chapter 2, we are reading verses 14 to 18. Verse 14, Paul says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Is that so? Do you shine? How are you shining? Verse 16. By the way, verse 16 is the founding verse of our Bible Presbyterian Church when it was founded on the 20th of October 1950, which my brother Timothy used as his opening verse. Let's read it. 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice. I rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do we rejoice and rejoice with me. Amen. You see, the key thought here is rejoice. Can you imagine if you are in a prison facing possible death sentence? In any case, it's a place of suffering. And you write a letter, you keep on telling your recipients, rejoice, rejoice. Some may even think you're out of your mind. What's the matter with you? You're so happy. So it is. Do you know what? This man, Paul, had given his whole life to the Lord. An example for all of us to follow. Never follow the Lord Jesus half-heartedly, reluctantly, as though you are doing Him a favor. Oh dear friends, how is your witness? How are you following? Paul says, verse 14, do all things without murmuring and disputings in a communal gathering such as here. And especially if we have fellowship groups that have various activities. It is expected of every member to play his part without murmurings and disputings. Is that true? Let us examine ourselves. Whether you belong to a group or not, you are a Christian wearing the name of Christ. When you come to church in the morning and you go home afterwards and live your life, is there something to show in you that, hey, this person is different? Different for good. Do your neighbors know that you are a Christian? How can you let them know? You don't go and tell me, I am a Christian. You don't have to. By the way you live, by your cheery greeting. See, he's a stranger to me. Well, this is how you show Christian love and politeness, just to make friends. So very soon, your neighbor will know you are a Christian when you do little acts of kindness to him. I don't have to tell you how to do it, but you examine yourselves. And among ourselves, it says here, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Now, next verse. Very important. This is our key verse. Please look. That he may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. Are you? Are you a child of God? Are you blameless? I was very struck 2 days ago when I opened the Straits Times in the morning and I saw there SPH Sachs, a senior executive. I was shocked. A senior executive of Straits Times, Singapore Press Holdings, is sacked. Amazing. And then you read on, it says he took $195,600. Amazing. Senior executive, age 47, worked for Straits Times 22 years. Suddenly, front page headlines. The whole country knows about this man. How sad. Verse 15 says, be blameless. Supposing that person is a Christian, I don't know anything about him. I don't know. But supposing it were one of us, Christian, people will at once relate. Oh, he's a Christian, and yet he does this. How shocking. And so we are shocked also when we read of that Renci Hospital, and there was the chief. He's a monk. He was sent to prison. I said, how bad, how sad. The lesson applies to all of us today. As our theme for this morning is blameless and harmless as sons of God. Are you? Do you qualify? Ask yourself, am I blameless? You know, someone said to me, you all have 10 commandments. We have 11. The 11th commandment says, thou shalt not be found out. Do what you want to do, but do it secretly, especially if it is not to be known by people. That is cynical, and that is a very sad way of expressing oneself. Let us this morning think. You know, there is a proverb, learn from mistakes. The best is other people's mistakes, not your own. When you see it, take note. So-and-so is being sacked. Now what happens? He faces five more problems. All brought in by himself. What? First one is, he faces his own family. Sons and daughters, I don't know about his family, but if there were, relatives would say, hey, I never knew. What will the wife say? So you face family, friends. How do you face them again? Oh, dear friends, learn from other people's mistakes. Then what else? You face the law. The next day I read, he's gone to the, I suppose it is called the CID somewhere, and was questioned for something like 7 or 8 hours non-stop. And then he faces the law because he may go to prison. What else does he face? He faces his own conscience. God has given us a conscience. And the first thing the conscience will tell him, how I wish I never did it. True? Learn from other people's mistakes. Far less painful and costly. If you have to do a mistake and then you learn, of course you should learn. But it's very painful. And finally, you face, can you tell me? Of course. You must know. The judgment seat of Christ, the judgment day of Christ, where everybody who is not cleansed and forgiven faces the judgment of God. There is no escape. Please, we are not amoeba. Came from dirt and muck and said, all things end at death and no more. Don't kid yourself. After death, there is judgment. So you see how sad. Be blameless is our theme today. Now this is talking of breaking of the eighth commandment, stealing, and covetousness, tenth commandment. How about the seventh commandment? How about the seventh? You know what is the seventh? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Now the first case I've mentioned concerns a high executive in the Singapore Straits Times. Now is there something else we can learn? Some other person. Did you ever hear of paper tigers? Now I'm going to talk to you about a wooden tiger. His name is called Tiger Woods. And he's worth something like $20 billion. Amazing. The richest sportsman in the whole of planet Earth. Do you know that? Are you worth 20 million or 20,000? What are you worth? He's worth 20 billion. 20 times 1,000 million. And when the whole scandal burst, the whole world knew that this man was a womanizer. How many women? Over a dozen. Amazing man. And each one he's got to pay how many millions of dollars? They're all after his money. So here are two cases in point. To learn from these people, from their examples, and said, never in my life, as I am a Christian, a child of God, now, how can we be blameless? How can you go through life on earth and not be tainted? Even as like the Pilgrim's Progress, the story of Pilgrim. Pilgrim is fleeing from the city of destruction for the eternal city of God. Running, fleeing for his life. How can you go through this perilous earth? Sin-filled earth, full of traps and hidden pitfalls, all the way. How to? Can you tell me how to? I tell you, the Word of God. The Word of God gives you the complete protection. Preventive. As we know, prevention is better than cure. And so I turn you to the Word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to you and to me, to all those who will heed the teachings of scripture, that it is profitable for what? Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. We all know this. Are you? As I was preparing to address this matter of being blameless and harmless. I did my research and found that the best portion is in the Psalms. Did you know that? Psalms is the perfect remedy for your situation. And the best psalm for this is the longest psalm. What is the longest psalm? 119. So, I urge you now to please turn to Psalm 119. And we know many verses from here by heart, but I've chosen a passage here, verses 1 to 16. Psalm 119, verses 1 to 16. And here is a complete protective, a guide, so that you will never fall into these temptations, either the first man I mentioned or of the second man. One is stealing and greed, the other is lust of the flesh. And both these, we are all susceptible and maybe guilty also. Indeed, what is the remedy? Psalm, the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it is profitable, but you must read it. You must absorb it, and then you must abide by it. It's no use to know the way and then you don't do it. All right. Come to Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of God. Reading the Word of God must be your first item on every day's agenda. I challenge you, not Straits Times or anything else, not your stock market shares. Those may be important, essential, but number one agenda on your day's priorities is Word of God. Oh, how love I thy Lord. It is my meditation day and night. Do you? We all know it. Do you read? Not just reading, but meditate. And love it. And then do it. The verse I want to give you and that you should never forget is James 1:22. James 1:22. Make a note of it. You don't have to turn there. James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Be doers and not readers only. Be doers and not just meditators only. You read and at the same time pray. I always tell you this. Read and pray. What do you read and pray for? In order that God can help you to remember and to obey. If you read and pray at the same time, I challenge you, and I assure you, God will cause a change to come over your way of life. Some people read mechanically. Is that possible? Yes. Mechanical. Read. Since I have to read RPG, I read. And then, in one year, out the other year. You read through and then you never do. To read and do nothing is a waste of time as well as a humbug, a hypocrite. Don't. It's not good. So number one, blessed are the undefiled. Blessed are the ones who are blameless, undefiled. Nobody can point a finger at you because you walk in the ways of God. Blessed. Number 2, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. Seek Him with the whole heart, not with half a heart, not half-heartedly, But really want, I tell you, it is very difficult. I confess to you myself. The tendency is to leave God's word to second or third or last place. And the first thing you want to read, mine, first thing in the morning is football. What happened to my team? Or something else, something, some other interest you have. Straight times. It's getting thicker and thicker and more and more stuff there you read. Well, that is a temptation. Can you promise the Lord to say, "No, Lord, please help me. I promise you. From tomorrow, first thing is your word." Straight times can wait. And don't become a professor of the newspaper. No point. Some people take half a day. I take not more than half an hour. Read headlines. Don't read sensational and scandalous things. There are some people who specialize. When they read something like that, juicy part, and they go into detail, they like to follow the offender through all his things. No point. You get idle curiosity, kill the cat. Don't. But promise the Lord, will you try this? It's not easy. I promise you, I tell you, it's not easy. But it is worth it. There is no other way. No other way of preventive against temptation and sin. No other way. If you have no safeguard, you will fall. One day, sooner or later. So I say, read the Word of God and pray at the same time. What do you pray? Lord, help me to read, understand, and then to believe and to do. Can you pray that? If you pray from your heart, earnestly, sincerely, God will answer it. And when the next temptation comes, you remember. In my heart I remember. I have promised the Lord. And I ask the Lord to help me remember and to help me resist the temptation to say what? The most difficult word in your vocabulary is just two alphabets, N-O, no. To say no to the temptation, to the tempter, is the most difficult thing to do. Try that. Verse 3. They also do no iniquity. They walk in their ways. These are the people who fear God, who love Him and seek Him with the whole heart. Verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. This is God's command. And His command is for your good, for your safety, for your peace of mind. Think of the man, poor man. 47 years old, 22 years doing a job, suddenly sacked. Can you imagine the anguish and the regret? Everyday regret. Every moment regret. I wish I could start again my life. Is that possible? Sadly, no. You lived your life once. It's done, it's done. His name will go on the criminal record. And it will be an everlasting, permanent blot on his name. So sorry. Regret? Yes. Remorse? Yes. Return to the beginning and start again a new life. Possible? Verse 5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. This is a wish. Make it yours. What verse? 5. Can you look at it, please? Say to yourself, Oh Lord, I wish my ways are always directed to keep your statutes. This is my wish. This is my prayer. Lord, help me. Pray that prayer. Mean it and keep asking the Lord, please help me. You will see that it is effective because you have prayed and Jesus says to you, ask, it shall be given. Because you have prayed, I will do it for you. My spirit in you will, at the time of temptation, come to you, speak to you, remind you, you are a child of God. Don't follow the crowd. No matter who does it, doesn't matter. You are a child of God. Be blameless. You are a child of God, are you? Verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed, oh yes. How sad. You think this 47-year-old man is ashamed? Of course. He has no face. We Chinese are very face conscious, you know. The face. From now on, he has got no face to face his friends. Oh, everybody say, hey, we thought you were such a goody-goody fellow. Now we know. You know what? Of course, you cannot escape. Straits Times, front page. How many people read? Well, at least 1 or 2 million people read it. You become very famous overnight, you know. Verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed? How wonderful. God help you not to be ashamed. To walk in the streets, head held high, because there is no guilty conscience. Do you think this man will go walk in the streets head held high? No more. Don't know how to, dare not to, because he's very ashamed. Now verse 6, I shall not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. How wonderful this remedy for sin. Preventive for sin to all of us here. Everyone who is a child of Adam, who is born of flesh and blood, you have that weakness in you, you cannot run away from it. All of us are susceptible, prone to sin. It's in us. Even as Adam ate the fruit against God's commandment, so and you and I have the same nature of Adam because we are sons and daughters of Adam. Verse 6, then I shall not be ashamed. When I have respect unto all thy commandments, when I remember your commandments, and they are for my safety, and to keep the commandments are not difficult. Not difficult, dear friends, is the saying no that is very difficult. Verse 7, I will praise thee with my uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Yes, pray all the time, Lord, give me a righteous heart, upright, to know the truth and to do it, and always to have that wonderful word, two alphabets, N-O, always ready. And always pray, Lord, help me to use that word when necessary. To say no. No. You want me to go with you to see that film? No. Now it's hot news in the front page of Straits Times again. R21 films. I don't know what they are, but I know that it's not good. Now they're all talking. Do you know how to say no? I tell you, it's not easy. But when you pray, the Lord will help you. The Lord will help you because He promised to help you. You are His child. Verse 8, I will keep thy statutes. I will. You know what the Lord Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane? Do you remember? He says, Father, if it is possible, take away this cup from me. I don't want it. To die on the cross is terrible. I don't want it. But your will, not mine. Your will. I will do your will. If you say to do it, go to the cross, I will go. But why don't you take it from me? In my flesh, I feel it's so terrible. But not my will. Verse 8. I will keep your statutes, your law. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto, according to thy word. Oh, do you know his word again? I come back to the first theme. Start the day, your agenda, every day, without fail. I challenge you. Don't wait for New Year. Don't have to wait for New Year. There's still a few months to New Year. Resolve right away to say, Lord, I'll give you my word Every day I will read your word. Every day I will make it my ambition to do your work, your word and your will. Not my will, but your will be done in my life. This is my prayer. And the promise is, ask, it shall be done for you. It will be given to you. Things you never prayed for. Did you pray for the Lord to help you? To say no to sin? Did you? Now, this is a new prayer. Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Don't seek God half-heartedly. Yes. Don't fall asleep halfway through your prayer. But wash your face. Wake up and pray with great fervency as though you are battling in prayer against the wicked one. Make prayer a priority. And pray in earnest. Lord, help me. Do you think the Lord will not help you? You don't try. Verse 11. Ah, this one we all know. All of us know. You like to read it with me. We try it all together, please. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Together. Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Wow, wonderful. Hide God's word in your heart. Lord, I've learned your word by heart. By heart. It's hidden in my heart. I know it. Yes. I know the Ten Commandments by heart. Do you? Let's all give it a try. Just don't play Christianity. It's not a game, you know. It is real serious. It is life. Living the word of Jesus Christ. Living the Christ-like life in you. Verse 12. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. Praise the Lord. Bless his name. He is a good God. He never demands of you more than you can do. And whatever he asks you to do, he will help you to do it. He asks you not to sin, he will help you not to sin. But you must pray to him. Verse 13. With my lips have I declared, all the judgments of thy mouth, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Think of the people who flocked to Sentosa and now the buses have stopped running for them. But they go there hoping to make money. Hoping to make money. And everyone goes there and lose money. Why? The whole works there is geared to making you lose your money. Do you know that? The whole works is geared. It's tailored for you to lose and they will make the money. The system there is such. You cannot change that system. That system is you lose, I win. They own the casino. And you go there thinking you're going to make a quick buck. And come back sadder, wiser, poorer. No point. 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Finally, I will delight myself in thy statutes. Do you really delight in the Word of God? I tell you, it is the most difficult thing to do. Most difficult. The moment you open the Bible, you feel sleepy, you know. This is the flesh in us. There's no liking, no appetite. What do? Pray. Lord, please, give me appetite. Even though I do not like to read, help me to read it. Read it and find profit in reading. It doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come right away. But you practice and keep on praying. Lord, help me to love your word. Pray. Will God do it? Finally, verse 16 is the closing verse. I will delight myself in thy word. Statutes, words, law, all these mean the same thing. I will not forget thy word. Amen. Now we have a closing hymn. This closing hymn is in this songbook called More Songs in the Night. Yes, don't get the wrong songbook and you won't find it there. More Songs in the Night, number 15. 15. Ah, this is a very nice hymn. I told you the story of this hymn. About some 12 or 15 years ago, we were in our house in Melbourne Hilltop, and we had our own little private retreat. And one of our friends called Dr. Stephen Lim came up, and he taught us this song. He plays the guitar and he sings. He's a wonderful man. And when I heard that song, I said, I want that song. And he gave it to me. Now, number 15 is by courtesy of Dr. Stephen Lim. While passing through this world of sin, and others by life shall see. True? Yes, everybody will see how you do. Be sure and clean without within. Let others see Jesus in me. Let others see Jesus in me. Keep living for Jesus. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in me. So let us sing all the four verses. Arise and sing number 15.
While passing through this world of sin, and others my life may see, be pure and clean without within. Let others see Jesus in me. Let others see Jesus in me. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep living for Jesus. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Your life's a book more than God's word. They're reading it through and through. Them to the Lord. Let others see Jesus in you. Others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. What joy it will be at set of sun in mansions beyond the blue, to find some soul that you have won. Those others saw Jesus in you. Then live for Christ both day and night. Be faithful, be pure and true. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep living for Jesus. Keep faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you.
Now may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with each one who names the name of Christ, now and forevermore. Amen.